don't know. It did that earlier, too.
I hope so.
I'm ready to go.
Everybody ready? All right. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Melanie Wright, legal counsel and presiding officer for the Utah Public Service Commission, and this is the time and place for the public witness hearing in dockets 15057, 11, 12, 13, and 14. As noticed up on the scheduling order, we ask that witnesses be present at 12 p.m. today, and it is now several minutes after 12. And what I suggest that we do is go off the record for a couple of minutes and see if we have anyone show, and if we don't, what we'll do is we'll reopen the hearing from this morning and finalize the matters that are pending on now.
Would you like us to enter our appearances now or when you reconvene the hearing?
Let's go ahead and do that now, and then we'll take a recess for a few minutes, and if we get anyone, we'll proceed with the public witness portion. If not, we'll proceed with the earlier hearing. Okay.
Thank you. Jennifer Nelson Clark, an attorney for Questar Gas Company, with Kelly Mendenhall, Jordan Stevenson, and Austin Summers as company representatives.
Thanks for coming back.
Patricia E. Schmidt with the Attorney General's Office on behalf of the Division of Public Utilities, with the division's witness, Mr. Douglas D. Wheelwright.
Welcome.
I'm Dan Martinez with the Office of Consumer Services.
Nice to see you again. Okay, so we haven't had anybody come up in the interim while appearances were being taken, so we will recess for, let's say, until that clock reads 10 after, and if we don't have anyone by then, we'll proceed with the hearing that we opened this morning, okay?
Thank you.
To be off the record.
Before we go on the record, are there any questions or anything? And is there anybody here that plans to get a public witness that I am aware of? So just to reiterate, I'm going to go back on the record. We're going to close this part of the hearing, and we'll reopen the hearing in the right matter. Okay? In the right matters. We're back on the record. The record should reflect that we have no one here. Let's be on the record. Should we have one? No, sorry.
Oh, sorry. We're back on the record. And the record will reflect that we have no one here to give public witness. And so we will be closing that portion of this hearing and reopening the rate portion of the hearing that was started this morning. Before we do so, I do want to make a notation for the record that we do have a phone set up, and callers, anyone interested in giving public witness could not only attend in person, they had the opportunity to give their statement over the phone, and we've received no calls. So. This portion of the hearing is now adjourned, and we will commence with the hearing from earlier today. That hearing being the rate hearing concerning dockets 15057-11, 12, 13, and 14. And when we last met, we, just before adjourning, Ms. Clark requested a motion to file a tariff no later than by the end of the day tomorrow to reflect the changes that were addressed in this docket. And before I get to that, just to clarify for the record for this portion of the hearing, I've already made my introduction, but just for the record, I would like to make sure we have the appearances on file. So Ms. Clark, would you please start for us?
My name is Jennifer Nelson Clark. I'm an attorney for Questar Gas Company, and I have three company representatives. representatives with me, Kelly Mendenhall, Jordan Stevenson, and Austin Summers.
Ms. Schmidt.
Patricia E. Schmidt with the Attorney General's Office on behalf of the Division of Public Utilities, with the division's witness, Douglas D. Wheelwright.
I'm Dan Martinez, representing the Office of Consumer Services.
Thank you. What I'd like to do at this point, unless there are questions or concerns that you would like to raise with the commission, I am prepared to provide a response to the motion that's been raised, and as well as a response to the request for eventual ruling in this matter. As it pertains to the motion to file an amended tariff, the commission grants Questar's motion to file its amended tariff no later than tomorrow by the end of the business day. Having said that, it would be helpful to know, based on the request that is pending before the commission, to have an effective date on the proposed tariff changes to be effective October 1st, 2015, whether the division in the office feels that they can expeditiously review that tariff sheet and make any recommendation, so that the commission can get an order out that reflects whatever change is going to be discussed here shortly, on or before the 1st of October. Ms. Schmidt?
The division can review the to-be-filed tariff sheets and provide timely input.
Okay. And might you be able to do that, say, in I think we were hoping for 3 days. Okay.
The division can do that within 3 days. Thank you.
Mr. Martinez?
Yes.
Does that work for you?
That works for us. We probably won't have, if we do have comments or that, we'll definitely meet that deadline.
Okay.
Most likely won't.
I appreciate that. Just want to make sure that we don't get ourselves in a bind with the deadline. Okay, so we'll move on next to the request for the bench ruling. And I will address these in sequential order, beginning with the 11 docket. Docket 150571. Based on the testimony submitted in this docket, the commission finds the rates requested are just and reasonable and in the public interest, and the commission approves them on an interim basis effective October 1st, 2015, subject to review of the division's audit. The commission concludes that approving the application on an interim basis effective October 1st, 2015, subject to review of the division's audit, is consistent with the Utah Code annotated sections 54.1.3 and 54.7.12.4 sub A. The commission has approved and confirmed this verbal bench ruling, which will be subsequently memorialized in a written order. Docket 150571. Based on the testimony submitted in this docket, the commission finds the rates requested are just and reasonable and in the public interest, and the commission approves them on an interim basis effective October 1st, 2015, subject to review of the division's audit. The commission concludes that approving the application on an interim basis effective October 1st, 2015, subject to review of the division's audit, is consistent with Utah Code annotated sections 54.1-3 and 54.7-12.4 sub A. The commission has approved and confirmed this verbal bench ruling, which will be subsequently memorialized in a written order. With respect to docket number 150571, I wish to address that in two parts, because there's part of the order that has been requested to be on an interim basis. And regarding the infrastructure tracker rates, the commission finds the rates requested are just and reasonable and in the public interest, and the commission approves them on an interim basis effective October 1st, 2015. Subject to review of the division's audit. The commission concludes that approving the infrastructure tracker rate on an interim basis effective October 1st, 2015, Subject to a review of the division's audit, is consistent with Utah Code Annotated Sections 54.1-3 and 54.7-12.4 sub A. The commission has approved and confirmed this verbal bench ruling, which will be subsequently memorialized in the written order. Regarding the implementation of a second step increase from Questar's 2014 general rate case, those final rates were already addressed by the commission in dockets 130507-05 and updated in 130507-19. With respect to docket number 15057-14, these rates will be addressed in a subsequent order as final rates. That concludes the commission's response to the pending dockets, and unless you have questions, we'll be adjourned.
No questions, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, have a nice afternoon.
You did approve the 14 docket as well, I thought I heard you say that.
Pardon me?
You did approve the 14 docket as well, I thought I heard you say that, but you didn't.
What I said about the 14 docket is that these rates will be addressed in a subsequent order as final rates.
As final rates, okay,
yeah.
Thank you.